Members, please vote to signify your presence.
Roll shows 14 members present, Ms. Marinson.
Please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Reverend Dale Sarles of the Holy Trinity Episcopal Church.
Let us pray. Almighty God, one of the great visions of your prophet Isaiah comes when he sees a highway built through the desert on which your exiled people return to Jerusalem. Valleys lifted up, mountains and hills made low, uneven ground becomes straight, and the rough places a plain. What a sight it is! A divinely engineered pathway on which your people are to walk with justice and integrity. Such a highway vision remains a reminder of the splendid heights your people may attain by merely keeping on the level. Lead us in our day to walk the pilgrim way with you in justice and integrity. May we do the work which you have appointed for us today heartily and faithfully, as in your sight and for your glory. Amen.
Senator Zaroff, lead us to pray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Jones.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that prayer be spread on the journal. And I might add that in this day and age, that highway would have to have had an EIS.
Without objection, the prayer is spread on the journal. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 115th day and Senate Supplement Number 22.
Mr. Alford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved and certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journal is certified. Introduction of guests. Senator Adams.
And we have a good friend with the Northwest Arctic Bureau, Luke Sampson.
Senator Menard.
Thank you very much, Senator Kukula. I have a constituent in Ziegler,
you heard me talking about the hockey team that went to Colorado, and my son played on it, and this... Larry's son played on it, and he's a great advocate of hockey. He works for Alyeska Pipeline, and please welcome Larry Shelton to the Senate. Larry.
Senator Collins.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the Ziegler Gallery, there's another Alyeska employee who was a constituent of Senator Strzelczewski's and mine. Would you please help me welcome Jerry Larsgaard?
Further introductions? Messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
Messages dated May 6th. Dear Mr. President, the Speaker has granted limited powers of free conference to the Conference Committee considering the budget and the ethics bill. These powers were granted yesterday to the Senate conferees. Message dated May 6th. Dear Mr. President, the House has passed and it is returned. Senate Bill Number 347, authorizing the Governor's Committee on Employment of People with Disabilities to charge certain fees. This bill has referred to enrollment. Message dated May 6th, the House has passed and transmitted for consideration. CS for House Bill Number 369 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act related to the price paid to fishermen for salmon.
Resources.
House Bill Number 384 by Representative C. Davis, an act related to administrative costs of contractors under the Daycare Assistance Program.
CNRA.
CS for House Bill 435 Judiciary by the Judiciary Committee, an act related to involuntary dissolution of Native corporations and providing for an effective date.
CNRA, Judiciary.
CS for House Bill Number 534 Judiciary amended by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to constitutional, civil, and human rights and providing criminal and civil penalties for violations of constitutional, civil, and human rights.
State Affairs, Judiciary.
Those are all the messages from the House this morning, Mr. President.
Communications?
There are no communications this morning.
Reports of standing committees.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 126 relating to the review and reporting requirements of agencies relating to state mineral policy. Majority of the committee recommends the resources CS be adopted and do pass. Report was signed by Senator Pershaw, co-chair. Concurring Senators Adams, Hoffman, and Ewing. Zero fiscal note, previous year fiscal note, and fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 126 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 416, authorizing the Commissioner of Commerce and Economic Development to defer certain principal and interest payments on loans made under the Fishery Enhancement Loan Program. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute. The majority of the committee reports it back with no recommendation. The report was signed by Senator Pershaw, co-chair. Concurring Senators Adams, Duncan, Ewing, and Schultz. Senator Hoffman signed due pass. Two fiscal notes and two previous fiscal notes. Senate Bill number 416 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Labor and Commerce Committee considered House Joint Resolution number 81. Travel advisories issued by the Department of State. The majority of the committee recommends due pass.
My reconsideration of Senate Bill 343 at this time, an act relating to crime of conspiracy.
Without objection, the consideration of Senate Bill
343. Senate Bill number 343, Judiciary amended, an act relating to crime of conspiracy before the Senate on reconsideration.
Schoen.
Mr. President, when we debated the bill yesterday, there was I had some concerns regarding the fiscal notes that were changed along the way. I had hoped maybe there was some way of reintroducing fiscal notes on the floor, or at least getting consideration to different fiscal notes. I have looked into that legally, and there is really no way of doing it. I remain concerned of the we have a zero fiscal note for the Department of Law. We had a fiscal note for the Public Defender of $415,000. We had a fiscal note of the Office of Public Advocacy of $517,000. Those were, I think, arbitrarily zeroed out. I think the best way of handling this at this point is for myself, just as an individual, to relay my concerns on the fiscal implications to the appropriate committees in the House will be considering this legislation. It seems that there would, in my mind, be fiscal implications for all agencies, including the Department of Law, and probably not to the extent as originally identified by the Public Defender or the Office of Public Advocacy, but I think there is not the opportunity to try to do anything about that now at this time.
Question. Senator Helfand?
Mr. President, we have a number of people gone, so I'm afraid I have to call the Senate.
For the Senate, what's on the tote board? We're under reconsideration.
Question.
The question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 343, Judiciary amended, pass the Senate under reconsideration? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary Locke to roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary, record the roll. And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 343, Judiciary, amended as passed the Senate under reconsideration by a vote of 18 yeas, 2 nays.
Senate Bill Number.
Senator Frank.
Thank you. Could we revert the introduction of guests?
You may.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce our manager of our KUAC in Fairbanks up at the university, Bruce Smith. And with Bruce, I'll just take the liberty of introducing Dean Hoke. He's the new manager at the Anchorage station. So please help us welcome him.
Secretary.
Senate Bill Number 352 by Senators Pierce and Collins. An act related to the establishment of port facilities by municipalities effective date. Transportation Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with Transportation CS and Dupass. Report was signed by Senator Menard, Chair, concurring Senators Kraft, Pearson, Strelt, zero fiscal note. CRA Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with the CRA CS, new title reports the back as follows. Senator Frank, Chair, and Senator Pierce signed Dupass. Senator Giroff signed no recommendation, previous zero fiscal note. Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with Finance CS and Dupass. Report was signed by Senator Prashoko, Chair of Concurrence, Senators Duncan, Schultz, and Hoffman. Senator Adams signed no recommendation. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Giroff, Chair, concurring Senators Jones and Duncan. There are several CSs.
Senator Prashoko?
Thank you, Mr. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance CS be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the Finance Committee substitute is adopted.
CS for Senate Bill 352, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the establishment of port facilities by municipalities relating to public corporations of a municipality and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Hoffman?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 352 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed in final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute for Senate Bill 352, Finance, is in third reading.
CS for Senate Bill Number 352, Finance, an act relating to the establishment of port authorities by municipalities relating to public corporations of a municipality and providing an effective date.
Question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 352, Finance, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary Locke to roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary, record the roll. And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 352, Finance, has passed the Senate by a vote of 18 yeas, 0 nays. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent to the roll call and final passage of committee substitute Senate Bill 352 Finance be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Senate Bill number 359 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act providing immunity to the Alaska State Emergency Response Commission, the local emergency planning committees, and the Hazardous Substance Spill Technology Review Council and their members for actions taken under AS 4613 and providing for an effective date. Resources Committee considered the bill. Majority Committee recommends to pass. Report was signed by Senator Jones, Chair, concurring Senators Cotton, Menard, and Eliason. Senators Frank and Halford signed no recommendation. 2-0 fiscal note. Judiciary Committee considered the bill. Majority Committee recommends to pass. Report was signed by Senator Halford, Chair, concurring Senators Jordan and Frank, 2-0 fiscal note. Rules Committee considered the bill. Recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Giroff, Chair, concurring Senators Duncan, Jones, Halford, and Eliason.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Halford.
Senate Bill
359
be considered gross. Advance to third reading. Place for final passage.
Without objection, Senate Bill 359 is
in
third reading.
Senate Bill number 359, an act providing immunity for the Alaska State Emergency Response Commission, the local emergency planning committees, and the Hazardous Substance Spill Technology Review Council, and their members for actions taken under AS 4613, providing for an effective date.
Question being, so Senate Bill 359 passed the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator fail a vote? Secretary lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary record the roll. And so Senate Bill 359 has passed the Senate by a vote of 18 yeas, 0 nays. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent to the roll call and final passage of Senate Bill 359 be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call, the effective date is adopted. Reconsideration is noted.
I move and ask unanimous consent that reconsideration of Senate Bill 352 be taken up at this time.
Without objection.
CS for Senate Bill number 352 Finance, an act relating to the establishment of port facilities by municipalities, relating to public corporations of a municipality, and providing for an effective date before the Senate on reconsideration.
The question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 352 Finance pass the Senate under reconsideration? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Secretary lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary record the roll. And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 352 Finance has passed the Senate under reconsideration by a vote of 18 yeas, 0 nays. Senator Halford.
I move and ask the Senate to reconsideration of Senate Bill 359 be taken up this time.
We need to move it.
Question being, so Senate Bill 359 passed the Senate under reconsideration.
jurisdiction of the Commerce Committee sensitive topic.
CS for Senate Bill number 404, Labor and Commerce, by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act requiring an offer of certain dental, vision, and hearing insurance coverage and providing for effective date.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senate Bill 404 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed in final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute for Senate Bill 404, Labor and Commerce, is in third reading.
CS for Senate Bill 404, Labor and Commerce, an act requiring an offer of certain dental, vision, and hearing insurance coverage and providing for an effective date.
Senator Menard.
I do have a conflict of interest, and I do ask to refrain from voting.
Object. The question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 404, Labor and Commerce, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? The Secretary lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? The Secretary record the roll. And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 404, Labor and Commerce, has passed the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas, 0 nays. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call and final passage of committee substitute Senate Bill 404, Labor and Commerce, be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
I serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on Senate Bill 404.
Reconsideration is noted.
I move and ask unanimous consent for reconsideration of Senate Bill 404 be taken up at this time.
Without objection.
CS for Senate Bill number 404, Labor and Commerce, an act requiring an offer of certain dental, vision, and hearing insurance coverage and providing for an effective date.
The question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 404, Labor and Commerce, pass the Senate under reconsideration? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator fail to vote? Secretary lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary, record the roll. And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 404, Labor and Commerce, has passed the Senate under reconsideration by a vote of 17 yeas, 0 nays. Senator Halford?
I move and ask unanimous consent to the roll call and final passage and reconsideration for Senate Bill 404 be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Senate Bill number 461 by the Senate Judiciary Committee, an act relating to establishment of the University of Alaska Office of Public Safety. Hess Committee considered the bill, recommends that be placed CS and reports it back as follows. Senator Strugulski, chair, signed, do pass. Senators Menard and Cotton, Senator Menard signed, no recommendation. Senator Cotton signed, do not pass. Zero fiscal note. Finance Committee considered the bill, majority of the committee recommends that Hess CS be adopted and do pass. Report was signed by Senator Prochoko, chair, concurring Senator Duncan, Adams, Hoffman, and Schultz, previous zero fiscal note. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Giraff, chair, concurring Senators Jones and Duncan. There's a Hess CS.
Senator Strugulski.
I would move the adoption of committee substitute for Senate Bill 461 Hess in lieu of the original bill. Before asking for unanimous consent, just very briefly, we tightened up this piece of legislation so that the University of Alaska public safety officers would not have general police powers off the campus. It's strictly limited to on campus. They're not in a backup position for public safety, and that's made clear. We took out some redundant language in that by bringing them under, in Section 2 of the bill, under police officer, that means that they must meet the needs of the police standards council. So with that, I would ask for unanimous consent.
Without objection, Hess Committee substitute is adopted.
CS for Senate Bill 461 Hess by the Hess Committee, an act relating to establishment of the University of Alaska Office of Public Safety.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Alford?
I move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute Senate Bill 461 Hess be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed in final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute for Senate Bill 461 Hess is in third reading.
CS for Senate Bill number 461 Hess, an act relating to establishment of a University of Alaska Office of Public Safety.
Senator Halford.
Just a question to the chairman of the Hess Committee. Your statement, I thought, was that they do not have police powers off the property of the university. And it looks like the actual language is to enforce state and local laws in connection with offenses committed on property of the university.
Yeah. Well, I say that it's they would be committed on the property. It would not be, for instance, in the case of the situation at the Anchorage Airport. That's what I was trying to clarify, that it's committed on, it's state law, obviously, but committed on the campus only, and not off the campus as it was in the original submission.
And
Senator Alford?
I guess my question is, does the enforcement occur on the campus or off the campus? And if it's off the campus, do these people have to be commissioned as police officers in the state so they have the training requirements?
Mr. President, we better have him at ease.
Senator Senator Halford?
Yeah, Mr. President, the question is whether it deals with offenses specifically committed on the property or in connection on the property is moot in the light of the consideration that these people are, in fact, approved by the Police Standards Council and go through the whole process. So my concern is nowhere near as significant as long as I know that the qualifications are as high as they are.
Mr. President.
Senator? Sir,
I think
sir,
I should make a few comments on this because there were certainly questions raised in the Senate Hess committee. The university for some time has had an Office of Public Safety. It's obviously it's a national issue that there be safety on the campus, and there's been a lot of criticism in the national media and in press over the lack of accurate reporting and statistics on the safety of the students. For some time, the Commissioner of Public Safety has granted or given a commission to persons on the campuses. And it's been under a special commission. And in reviewing that, those have mainly been used when those receiving the special commission really assist the public safety in carrying out their missions. And that's not what the University of Alaska Office of Public Safety does. So the commissioner is not interested in, he's trying to refine those special commissions to be utilized as had been originally intended. So that leaves the university in the need to have this Office of Public Safety and to have commissioned officers so they can, in fact, carry out the law. The thing that this does is to bring them under the category of police officer, which means that they will have to go through the Police Standards Council. That means that they would be subject to the potential for psychological testing, for all of the kind of background checks and the training and so on that regular police officers receive. And we have had before us the bringing forth of the airport security officers where they had to come under that. And so I think this is a positive piece of legislation. There was some concern on the campuses over the idea of gendarmes and heavy-handed and all the rest. So there's been a great deal of work by the university working with the students groups who have now offered their support. We have a commitment on the part of the university that they will, as they move ahead with this, work with the students closely to see that it's going in the direction that the students want, which is safety, but not overbearing heavy-handedness. So I really would support this and hope we can send it on because it is needed. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Cotton?
Thank you, Mr. President. I had put a do not pass on this bill as it left the Senate Hess Committee and thought I'd give a couple of remarks as to why. I guess it was introduced by the Senate Judiciary Committee, but we were trying to determine who really wanted this, and I finally decided it must have been the Department of Public Safety wanting to get rid of a responsibility that they now have to commission these folks on a year-to-year basis that operate as campus police. And so the university said, okay, if that's the way you want to do it, how do we get there from here? And this is the way the university came up with their plan. We will now have, as police forces in Alaska, the state troopers, the airport police, and now the university police. And there will be that's just going to be a third state-authorized police force I thought they were doing fine the way they were. It's probably going to be less expensive to keep doing it the way they are now. I'm sorry that the Department of Public Safety doesn't want to continue this responsibility, but I don't agree with them. I think it works fine now, and I think they ought to continue this responsibility.
Further discussion? Senator Menard?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President.
Previous speaker, we did have it in Hess. I listened to the arguments, and I wasn't convinced that this is the direction to go. I thought they could contract with the municipality to bring in enforcement if they wanted to, and I'll be voting against the bill.
Further discussion?
Mr. President?
Senator Rodin.
I'd like to speak in favor of the bill. Many years ago, when I was a student at the university, there was the security office, and there were campus officers. This was in the old days, and we only had one campus. And there is a tremendous amount of public property to protect in all around the state, but particularly Anchorage, Fairbanks, Juneau, and Sitka, of course. In the wake of the university having increased in size, there's a greater responsibility. I think it's a wise policy to require the public safety officers from the university to go through a training system to be certified, because the greatest public concern, as we have seen over the past few years, is that law enforcement officers be well-trained, well-qualified to do their job, because the results can be disastrous. I think this bill does it. I commend the Hess chairman for the committee substitute, and it's responsible public policy that we're pursuing here, and I would recommend the bill to the body.
Senator Strzelczyk?
Yes, I don't want to beat this too far. As a practical matter, the public safety has never provided, the maintenance on the campus for the safety of the students. That has been a university responsibility. And when we're seeing the problems that we have everywhere with public safety, we fought to try to keep them at a relatively safe level this year, safe from the budget cuts. And there's no way that the police, public safety, is ever, that I can see, going to be prepared to take over that function on the campuses. That's not really the issue. The issue is who commissions those officers, and public safety is trying to live up to their mandate. So I think we need to assist the university in this regard. I would hope that people would support this.
Question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 461 Hess pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator fail to vote? Secretary lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary record the roll. Install committee substitute for Senate Bill 461 Hess has passed the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas, 2 nays. Senator Alford?
I serve notice of reconsideration of my vote of committee substitute Senate Effective. Bill 461 Hess. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsideration of committee substitute Senate Bill 461 has to be taken up at this time.
Without objection.
CS for Senate Bill 461 Hess, an act relating to establishment of a University of Alaska Office of Public Safety, before the Senate on reconsideration.
The question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 461 Hess pass the Senate under reconsideration? Members must proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary record the roll. And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 461 Hess has passed the Senate under reconsideration by a vote of 17 yeas, 2 nays.
CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill 156 Jude by the Judiciary Committee, an act providing that communications between a domestic violence or sexual assault victim and a domestic violence or sexual assault counselor are privileged with exceptions, and prohibiting compelled testimony that would give identifying information about counselors and certain types of facilities used by victims of domestic violence or sexual assault, with exceptions. Hess Committee considered the bill, recommends it be applied to Senate CS and do pass. Report was signed by Senator Strzelczyk, Chair, concurring Senators Menard, Hoffman, Cotton, and Fisher, previous House, their fiscal applies. Judiciary Committee considered, recommends that Jude C.S. and do pass. Report was signed by Senator Halford, concurring Senators Frank and Collins. Senator Adams, I know recommendations, 2-0 fiscal notes, and one favor fiscal note. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Schroff, Chair, concurring Senators Duncan, Elias, and Jones and Halford. There are two committees, the Senate committee set the tools.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee sets the bill. Without objection, please.
Senate CS for CS for SS for HB 156 Jude by the Judiciary Committee, an act providing that communications between a domestic violence or sexual assault victim and a domestic violence or sexual assault counselor are privileged with exceptions, and prohibiting and compelled testimony that would give identifying information about counselors and certain types of facilities used by victims of domestic violence or sexual assault with exceptions.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute the police substitute sponsor substitute House Bill 156 be considered gross for advance third reading placed in final passage.
Without objection, the Senate Committee substitute the committee substitute for sponsor substitute House Bill 156 Judiciary third reading.
Senate CS for CS for SS for HB 156 Jude, an act providing that communications between a domestic violence or sexual assault victim and a domestic violence or sexual assault counselor are privileged with exceptions, and prohibiting compelled testimony that would give identifying information about counselors and certain types of facilities used by victims of domestic violence or sexual assault with exceptions.
Discussion? The question being, shall Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate sponsor substitute for House Bill 156 Judiciary? Pass the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Secretary, lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary, record the roll. And so, Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 156 Judiciary has passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas, 0 nays.
CS for House Bill number 3.
Senator Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could we go to the introduction, I guess?
May.
I'd like to introduce in the Miller Gallery a person that's down from the Mount McKinley area, Carson Flaherty, General Manager of the Mount McKinley Chalet Resort. Please stand, please.
CS for House Bill 380 Finance, amended by the Finance Committee, enacting the Alaska Marine Highway System Comprehensive Plan relating to repair, maintenance, and reconstruction of vessels, docks, and transfer facilities of the Alaska Marine Highway System, relating to the in-state maintenance of state marine vessels and providing for an effective date. Transportation Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with Senate CS and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Menard, Chair, concurring Senators Jones and Kraft. Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with Finance CS and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Pershaw, co-chair, concurring Senators Duncan, Adams, Hoffman, and Schultz. Senator Curtula, co-chair, and Senator Ewing signed no recommendation. Previous House fiscal note applies. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Giroff, chair, concurring Senators Jones and Duncan. There are two committee substitutes.
Senator Pershaw.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance CS be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the Finance Committee substitute is adopted.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill 380 Finance by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the Alaska Marine Highway System Comprehensive Plan relating to repair, maintenance, and reconstruction of vessels, docks, and transfer facilities of the Alaska Marine Highway System, relating to the in-state maintenance of state marine vessels and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendment.
Senator Hoffman.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate committee substitute House Bill 380 Finance be considered gross advance third reading placed in final passage.
Without objection, Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 380 Finance is in third reading.
Senator
Strzelczewski.
Yes, I would like some discussion. I note that we're exempting from the procurement code for supply services, professional construction, etc. If we could have a little bit of talk about why that's necessary and how far that goes. What does that mean to Alaskans by our doing this?
Senator Duncan?
Explain very briefly what that does mean.
and it is a provision that's in the legislation, I mean, that the department agrees with. It does allow the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to establish what we would consider a limited procurement policy, a policy which is suited to meet the special repair and repair, maintenance, and reconstruction needs of the Alaska Marine Highway System. The policy, however, must be based on the principles of competitive bidding. The bottom line, I think, by allowing this with the Marine Highway System is that it will help decrease the extended overhaul that often comes with breakdown and repairs that we experience with that system, and should produce, it's to hope that will produce substantial cost savings in both the near term and long term. The Marine Highway System, I think, has some unique circumstances that when there are breakdowns, overhaul is needed. The procurement policy may extend that period of time that there's downtime with the ships, and that actually does cost, end up costing the state money. And so this provision here is to give them the ability to establish another procurement, a limited procurement policy designed to shorten the downtime and help save money.
Further discussion, Senator Menard?
It's available for cross-sponsorship. Yes, I'd like to move an unanimous consent to be shown as a cross-sponsor.
And, Mr. President, I
also would like to say that we did have it in transportation, and that was the issue on specific limited parts. The downtime on getting the ferry back up, especially on a breakdown, was critical. So I think it's...
Senator Duncan and myself make the same motion. Senator Halford?
Thank you. I just had a question. Maybe this... Chairman of Transportation can answer. Section 2 of Chapter 57 SLA 86 is repealed. What is that repealer? It wasn't in the bill as it was introduced originally in the House, but it came in one of the House versions, I think.
Senator Duncan?
Mr. President, that is a sunset provision on bidder preference, in-state preference. I think I'm correct. Am I correct? I'm correct.
Senator Porcello?
Maybe I'm not all the way correct.
It's, Mr. President, it's clear when you read Section 4, which is the same provision, 90050, which is repealed and reenacted. So the new 3690050 is in Section 4. Section 4 is repealed August 30, 1997.
Further discussion? Any more co-sponsors? Question being, the Senate Committee Substitute Committee substitutes the House Bill 380, Finance, passed the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary, take the roll. And so, Senate Committee Substitute Committee Substitute for House Bill 380, Finance, has passed the Senate by a vote of 18 yeas, 0 nays. Senator Halford.
Moving SPR. Consent the roll call and final passage of Senate Committee Substitute Committee Substitute House Bill 380, Finance. To consider the roll call on the effective date clauses.
Without objection, the effective date clauses are adopted.
CS for House Bill number 382, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee. An act relating to regulating the practice of midwifery and providing for an effective date. Labor and Commerce Committee considers the bill, recommends it be placed. The Senate CS reports it back with no recommendation. Report was signed by Senator Pierce, Chair, concurring Senators Halford and Collins. Senator Kraft signed due pass. Previous House here, fiscal note and fiscal note. Rules Committee considers the bill and recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Giraffe, Chair, concurring Senators Duncan and Jones. There's Labor and Commerce, Senate CS.
Senator Pierce.
Thank you, Mr. President. As I make this motion to adopt the Labor and Commerce CS, I'd just like to say that this is the most persistent group of women that I have ever run across in 8 years of being in Juneau. And with that, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate adopt the Labor and Commerce CS in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute is adopted.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 382, Labor and Commerce, by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to regulating the practice of midwifery and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Labor and Commerce Committee Substitute House Bill 382 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed in final passage.
Without objection, Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 382, Labor and Commerce, is in third reading.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill 382, Labor and Commerce, and actively and irregularly in the practice of midwifery and providing for an effective date.
The question being, shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 382, Labor and Commerce, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary, take the roll. And so, Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 382, Labor and Commerce, has passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas, 0 nays. Senator Halford.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call and final passage of Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 382, Labor and Commerce, be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Without objection, effective date clause is adopted.
CS for SS for HB 545 HESC by the HESC Committee, an act providing for Medicaid coverage for certain rehabilitation case management services, reordering the priorities given to optional services under the Medicaid program effective date. HESC Committee considers the bill, majority committee recommends to pass. The report was signed by Senator Sturzowski, Chair, concurring Senator Scott and Menard. Senator Fisher signed the recommendation. Fiscal notes, previous House fiscal notes. Finance Committee considered the bill. Majority of the committee recommends do pass. Report was signed by Senator Pashoko, Chair, concurring. Senators Duncan, Adams, Schultz, and Ewing for previous House fiscal notes. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Giroff, Chair, concurring. Senators Duncan, Elias, and Jones, and Halford.
Any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute, sponsor substitute, House Bill 545 has to be considering gross and ask the third reading and place the final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute for sponsor and substitute House Bill 545 HESC is in third reading.
CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill 545 HESC, an act providing for Medicaid coverage for certain rehabilitation and case management services, reordering the priorities given to optional services under the Medicaid program and providing for an effective date.
Senator Collins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wish to declare a potential conflict of interest and request that I be allowed to abstain from voting.
Senator Ewing.
Mr. President, if this is available for cross-sponsorship, I'd like to be shown as co-sponsor and ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, Senator Menard and Senator Duncan and Senator Porchot, Senator Rohde. The question being, shall committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 545 HESC pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, record the roll. And so, a committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 545 HESC has passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas, 0 nays. Senator Halford.
Move and ask unanimous consent for the roll call on final passage of committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 545 HESC be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 38 by the Senate Transportation Committee suspending uniform rules 24C, 35, 41B, and 42E of the Alaska State Legislature concerning House Bill 402 related naming the Briggs Bridge. Rules Committee considers the resolution, recommends calendar and due pass the zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Senator Sheriff, Chair, concurring Senators Duncan, Elias, and Jones, and Halford.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Discussion? Question being, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution 38 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary, take the roll. And so, Senate Concurrent Resolution 38 has passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas, 0 nays.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 39 by the Senate Resources Committee suspending Uniform Rules 24C, 35, 41B, and 42E of the Alaska State Legislature concerning House Bill 490 relating to sale or purchase of parts of bears and possession of bear gallbladders. Rules Committee considered the resolution, recommends calendar and due pass with zero fiscal note. Report was sent by Senator Giraffe, Chair concurring Senators Duncan, Lyons, and Jones, and Halford.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
The question being, shall Senate concurrent resolution number 39 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, take the roll. And so, Senate concurrent resolution 39 has passed the Senate by a vote 19 yeas, 0 nays.
House concurrent resolution number 53 by Representatives Ellis, Brookman, B. Davis, and Copenham, encouraging hospitals in the state to establish residency program for persons being trained as physicians. Test committee considered the resolution. Majority of the committee recommends due pass. Report was signed by Senator Strzelczewski, Chair, concurring Senators Menard, Hoffman, and Fisher, previous House Zero Fiscal Note. Rules Committee considered it, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Giraffe, Chair, concurring Senators Duncan, Elias, and Jones, and Halford.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Question being, shall House concurrent Senator Zaroff.
Could I just ask for a brief explanation? I know we did pass this out, but the rules are the Hess Chairman.
Senator Strzelczewski.
Yes, we did see this in the Hess Committee. It's very simple. We're having a lot of problems in terms of getting rural health providers, and we do have some programs through WAMI where students can come to Alaska and do certain of their work. But what we're encouraging by this resolution will be that our hospital set up actual residency programs here so that we can, in fact, let people know about opportunities in Alaska medicine and have them trained here to deal with some of the very specific problems that Alaska have. I would recommend passage of this.
Senator Duncan?
I'll go for co-sponsorship also. I'd move. So I could show.
Okay. Senator Duncan, Senator Rohde, Senator Menard, Senator Strzelczewski. Question being, shall House concurrent resolution number 53 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary, record the roll. And so, House concurrent resolution 53 has passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas, 0 nays.
Citations honoring Senator Strzelczewski for distinguished public service by Representatives Baker Gonzalez, G. Phillips Brown, Bruckman Boyer, Choquette B. Davis, C. Davis, Donnelly, Ellis, Finkelstein, Foster Grunberg, Tammy Hudson, Ivan Jocko, Copenham, Cabina Lincoln, Mackey, McLean, Martin, Emmy Miller, Moyer, Navarre, Parnell, Sherrill, Palmer, and Ivan. Senators Jara, Fisher, Adams, Elias, and Duncan, Pierce, Collins, Ewing, Pershaw, Menard, Schultz, Rohde, Kraft, Gertula, Halford, Jones. In memoriam, the Reverend Robert Wells, Senators Fisher, Pierce, Collins, Menard, Rohde, Gertula, Ewing.
Senator,
may I say a word?
Mr. Jaluski.
You know, this is very embarrassing, but I'll tell you, a heck of a lot rather have this than in memoriam. So.
Are you going to state some voting? Senator Frank.
Thank you. I'd like to be named as a co-sponsor on the Senator's citation.
Well, Senator Hoffman. Senators Hoffman and Frank. Do we have any more? That's it, huh? Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the citations appearing on today's calendar be approved by the Senate.
Without objection, citations are approved. May I brief it is? That completes the daily calendar. We're under unfinished business.
Mr. President.
Senator Strzelczewski.
I would move to waive the 24-hour rule on two pieces of legislation so they can be heard tomorrow. HB 514 Board of Medicine and Impaired Practitioner Program, HB 437 Naturopath Bill.
Without objection. Unfinished business. Senator Frank.
I'd like to waive whatever rules necessary to hear a bill tomorrow. We'll try to establish a meeting at probably 3:30 tomorrow for HB 384. It's an act relating to administrative costs of contractors under the Daycare Assistance Program, and HB 435, an act relating to the involuntary dissolution of Native corporations and providing for an effective date.
Without objection. Further unfinished business? Ready? Under one more shot at unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Jones.
President, the Resource Committee will meet tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 in the Butterbridge Room. We'll be taking up House Bill 296, Protection of Native Human Remains, Senate Bill 383, Clean Air, House Bill 411, Appropriation of Exxon Valdez Restoration Projects, House Bill 83, Appropriation of Kachemak Bay State Park Timber Rights, Senate Bill 466, Create Resource Restoration Endowment, Senate Bill 467, Appropriation Exxon Valdez Endowment.
Senator Bernard.
Mr. President, I have a positive announcement from Senator Cotullo and I's district. The Palmer High School cheerleading squad hit national pay dirt for the American Championship victory last week in Los Angeles, and they will be competing in the Far East this summer. So that was quite exciting, all the way from Palmer to win national championship.
Senator Halford.
There will be a majority caucus at 2 o'clock in the Butchford Tree this afternoon.
Senator Cotton.
I don't look like him. I move and ask unanimous consent that provisions of Rule 23D be waived. That's the 24-hour rule in the event that we get Senator House Bill 540 over here sometime today.
Without objection. Senator Sturzewski?
Yes, there will be a Senate Hess meeting, a brief one, at 8
o'clock tomorrow morning. Bills will be posted.
Senator Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be a Rules Committee meeting upon adjournment in the Fahrenkamp Room, and we'll take up for the for consideration and for the purposes of countering Senate Bill 126, Mineral Policy of the State, Senate Bill 416, Defer Fisheries Enhancement Loan Repayments, House Bill 78, Maternity and Family Leave, House Bill 480, Bonding for Hearing Aid Dealers, and HJR 81, Review of Travel Advisories, and HJR 82, Recognize Tourism and the Economic Statistics. And are you going to have a technical session tonight?
Yes, for purposes of reading committee reports and messages from the other body. I don't anticipate we'll have a calendar.
Okay, but I would...
Unless you want one.
I will recess the rules chair to possibly calendar bills for tomorrow after the technical session.
Senator Halford?
Mr. President, the technical session hopefully will be technical and we won't have any reconsiderations of bills so that they can go ahead and get transmitted at that time.
Further announcements? I'll try this once to see how it works. So I have a communication from the Senate Finance Committee wishing House Bill 25 to be returned to their committee for educational purposes. And without the objection, unless the Rules Committee Chairman objects, House Bill 25 will be returned to Finance. Before we recess, I think we should all keep in mind that we only have a few more days and that we're really trying to adjourn Sinai Dai by 10 o'clock, the last night of the session. And I would hope everybody would gear towards that target. Senator Halford?
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in recess until 5 p.m.
Recess. Senator Petula, Senator Halford, would you return us to reports of to messages from the House?
I move and ask unanimous consent that we return to messages from the other House.
Without objection.
Message is dated May 7th. Dear Mr. President, the House has passed and transmitted for consideration. CS for House Bill 2 Hess by the House Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act increasing the excise tax on cigarettes and on tobacco products, whose tax is calculated based on wholesale price.
Labor and Commerce, Finance.
CS for House Bill number 387 by the House Resources Committee, an act relating to accrediting engineers for inspections of wastewater systems for single-family homes and duplexes, and related to the accreditation of engineers and environmental consultants for the assessment and cleanup of sites contaminated with hazardous substance.
CNRA, Finance.
Those are all the messages in the House this morning, Mr. President. This afternoon. Yes.
Reports of standing committees.
Labor and Commerce Committee considered CS for House Bill 31 rules, applicants for pharmacist licenses. Majority of the committee recommends it be replaced Senate CS and do pass. Report was signed by Senator Pierce, Chair, concurring Senators Collins and Kraft. Previous year House fiscal note. CS for House Bill 31 rules has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered CS for House Bill number 152, Finance, relating to housing, expanding the Board of Directors of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. Majority of the committee recommends it be replaced the Senate CS, new title, and do pass. Report was signed by Senator Frank, Chair, concurring Senator Sturzlewski and Pierce. Six previous fiscal notes and one previous zero fiscal note. CS for House Bill 152, Finance, as a further referral to the Finance Committee. Labor and Commerce Committee considered CS for House Bill number 437, Labor and Commerce, regulation of the practice of naturopathy. Majority of the committee recommends it be replaced Senate CS and do pass. Report was sent by Senator Pierce, Chair, concurring Senators Collins and Kraft. Previous year House fiscal note. CS for House Bill 437, Labor and Commerce, has a further referral to the Hess Committee. And those are all the standing committee reports this evening.
We're down to unfinished business. Senator Halford. Do you have any unfinished business? Announcements? We're having a joint session tomorrow at 1 o'clock on top of everything else. 1 o'clock, right. Announcements? Senator Halford, would you adjourn this session until 5 East, please? Announcements? Announcements? We're under announcements. Somebody please adjourn this session.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to sign statement of adjournment until 11 a.m.